蓝天之下，让梦想起航；
绿洲之中，让心灵放松。欢迎来到
蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today。
有的时候我们明明知道对方很爱自己，但是呢就是会忍不住时不时地问对方，你爱我吗？你真的爱我吗？看来头脑上的知道你爱我并不足以使我们满足，在情感上面我们仍然需要多次的反复的再次确定，如此的强调才可以缓解我们对爱的渴望。你爱我吗？耶稣复活后向门徒显现，他三次问彼得说，你爱我吗？这里是良友电台的中英双语节目蓝天绿洲 Haven Today， 我是乐心。
Welcome to Haven Today， and I'm Charles Morris， sharing the great story that's all about Jesus， and we're in this series called the John Challenge. We've been looking at one chapter a day as we examine the Gospel of John. Here we are at the end of John.
This is the end, beautiful friendThis is the end, my only friend, the end.
A classic rock hit from 1967 by the Doors, called The End. The music matching the lyrics, melancholic, even nostalgic. That's how often we feel about endings, right? But John the Apostle doesn't want us to feel down as we come to the final chapter of this mighty gospel.He has seen the works and heard the words of Jesus firsthand. And as we heard yesterday, he wrote them down so that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. So in a few minutes, we're going to hear one last story, one last moment that Jesus took before he left this world. What did he do? He went after a discouraged disciple to rekindle his hope.Peter needed restoration. And as we hear Jesus talking to him, we can hear him talking to us, I hope. What did he say to Peter? And how do those words speak to you and me today? Stay with me. Be encouraged by the words of Jesus speaking to you. And we'll look at John 21 together.
今天是蓝天绿洲的约翰福音查考的最后一章内容了。也许你还记得，在二十章结束的时候呢，讲的是多马因为看见而相信，对耶稣说：“我的主，我的神。”然后约翰写明清楚了此卷福音书的目的，是为了要使读的人相信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且呢，使信的人可以因耶稣的名得生命。这样看来，似乎这卷福音书到此为止就该结束了。然而我们再次的看到了约翰他熟悉的用语，这些事以后。我们发现在结束语完了之后呢，约翰还有主的重要信息要给我们知道。这一次呀，是耶稣在加利利的海边向七个门徒显现。那么一首诗歌之后呢，就进入到今天的信息分享。
Man driving down the road was robbed and left for deadThe neighbors might have helped, but they walked on instead. And then a stranger came along and bandaged up his wounds and showed us what it means to love like you. Lord, we wanna love like you. With open arms and an open heart, we wanna love like you. And show the world how good you are.We wanna love like you.
open arms and an open heart. We want to love like you. Show the world how good you are. We want to love like you. Open arms and an open heart. We want to love like you. Show the world how good you are. Anyone can be our neighbor in need. Help us to do what you would do. And we want to love like you. Yes, we want to love like you.
You have made your way to Haven today, and I'm Charles Morris. This is the John Challenge, and we opened with Sovereign Grace and Love Like You. Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that could be written. That's the final verse in the Gospel of John. We finally reached the final chapter, chapter 21. John could not possibly tell all the things Jesus did, but he's going to leave us with one last story. And in that story, we're going to learn something we really need to know. Now, before we see that, I want you to hear a testimony from CJ in Wisconsin on how the Gospel of John changed her life.
Hi, my name is CJ, and I grew up in a very physically, sexually, and ritualistic abusive home. Without all the details, the result was me becoming very broken, depressed, hate-filled, resentful, bitter, and prideful. And God began and continued to do a healing within me. There were times that I felt there was no hope, and I had, and sometimes still do, struggle with being not trusting. One day, one of my pastors, Dan Qualls, asked me if I could have anyone pray for me, who would that be? I sat there saying nothing. Then he said, "Do you know that Jesus has prayed for you to be one?" Then he read me John 17:20-25, where Jesus prays for all the believers. And as he read, "I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I and them, and you and me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me." It was then I realized that healing and unity would be attained and complete through Jesus Christ. I stand today, many years later, healed, whole, and one in personhood, forgiven and grateful for God who loves, cares, sees, and knows our struggles and has a plan, not just for me, but for each of us.
That was so encouraging to hear, wasn't it? CJ, restoration and regeneration only possible through our Savior, Jesus Christ. Thanks so much for sharing it with us here on the program. Here we are now. The final chapter in John, and we're going to see the power of restoration that can only come from Jesus. The scene is Galilee. The disciples are there. Peter, still discouraged, decides to go fishing. Listen to some of John 21, presented word for word in the Gospel of John DVD, narrated by Christopher Plummer.
Simon Peter said to the others,
"I'm going fishing."
"We will come with you," they told him. So they went out in a boat, but all that night they did not catch a thing. As the sun was rising, Jesus stood at the water's edge, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus.
"Young men, haven't you caught anything?"
"Not a thing."
"Throw your net out on the right side of the boat, and you will catch some."
So they threw the net out and could not pull it back in because they had caught so many fish. The disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter,
"It is the Lord."
When Peter heard that it was the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken his clothes off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples came to shore in the boat, pulling the net full of fish. They were not very far from land, about 100 yards away. When they stepped ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and some bread.
Bring some of the fish you've just caught.
Simon Peter went aboard and dragged the net ashore full of big fish, 153 in all. Even though there were so many, still the net did not tear.
Come and eat.
None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. So Jesus went over, took the bread, and gave it to them. He did the same with the fish. This, then, was the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from death. After they had eaten, Jesus said to Simon Peter,
"Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these others do?"
"Yes, Lord. You know that I love you."
"Take care of my lambs."
A second time, Jesus said to him,
"Simon, son of John, do you love me?"
"Yes, Lord. You know that I love you."
"Take care of my sheep."
A third time, Jesus said,
"Simon, son of John, do you love me?"
Peter became sad because Jesus asked him a third time, "Do you love me?" And so he said to him,
"Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you."
"Take care of my sheep."
Part of John 21 from the Gospel of John DVD. I've stood there on that beach where Jesus built that charcoal fire. 7 springs flowing into the Sea of Galilee right at that very spot. The waters are warmed, which draws the fish, apparently in cooler temperatures. Normally it's a fisherman's paradise, but not that night. Morning came, and they heard a voice hail them from the shore. It was a friendly greeting. "Hey guys, have you caught anything?" And their answer is short and tired. A big no. The man on the shore tells them to cast the net again. And immediately it's filled with fish. It's a replay of what happened when Jesus first called them, which is why John recognizes that it is Jesus. It's the Lord. But it's Peter, being Peter, who puts his clothing back on and jumps in the water to swim to shore and get to his Lord. And when he gets there, he finds a painful part of his history repeating itself. The word that's used here for charcoal appears only twice in the New Testament. The first time is when Peter denied his Lord over a charcoal fire. And here we are over another charcoal fire a second time. The smell of the fire. Early morning, looking at Jesus through the smoke, it had to bring memories of that night in the high priest's courtyard when he was warming himself by the fire, that night when he denied his Lord 3 times and then heard the cock crow. But Jesus isn't there to give him grief for his failure. This is a scene of great love. Jesus says, "Come and have breakfast." He cooks for them and personally serves them their flatbread and fish. He isn't there to rack Peter over the coals. He's there to restore his disciple. And Peter needed to be restored, and so do we. Whether it's a slow drift or a fast fall, we find ourselves in that same place Peter was in, needing somehow to be restored to Jesus, not knowing how to make it happen. But Jesus knows.
说到重建, 乐心我马上想到的就是以前常常听父母还有老师说的，哪里摔倒了就从哪里爬起来。这句话呢说的是没有错的，但是谁都知道摔倒了容易，爬起来难。尤其是一个人跌倒的时候，身边又没有其他的人可以搀扶的话，那就更加难以爬起来了。难怪传道书会说二人胜过一人，因为他们一起的劳碌有美好的酬报。如果一人跌倒，另一个可以把他的同伴扶起来，但一人孤身跌倒，没有别人把他扶起来，他就悲惨了。耶稣这次在海边向七个门徒显现，为门徒预备早餐，继续的服侍门徒。耶稣是在十字架上说了最后一句话，就是成了。耶稣基督的救恩工作在那一刻完成了。但是我们的主却仍然在继续服侍着我们，他的服侍没有结束。在教会里面，我们常常会忙得热火朝天，参加这个小组啦，投入到那个事工当中，特别热心要来服侍神，领人归主。但是呢，就像耶稣给门徒洗脚一样，当彼得拒绝让耶稣洗他的脚时，耶稣是怎么回答他的？耶稣说，如果我不洗你，你就与我没有关系了。你有没有想过，我们所有人的基督徒的生命从来呢都不是以自我为中心的，而是与主耶稣有关系。我们所有的外在的表现行为都需要从我们内在的身份和生命里面生发出来，冒出来。彼得在跟随耶稣三年多了之后，又回到了以前的生活模式，打鱼的日子。我们不知道，如果耶稣这次没有跟彼得建立一对一的重建，那么彼得之后会不会就成为了加利利海边众多渔夫当中的其中一个呢？他的生命不会再有什么特别了，也没有什么引人注意的地方。但是这次主向他们显现，再次的对彼得进行建立，对他的生命轨迹来说就是起到了翻转性的作用。有时候我们知道自己是理亏的，知道自己做错了事情，对不起别人，如果这个时候呢对方给予我们严厉的指责批评，心里啊我们反而是觉得好受的。但是如果对方不但不追究责任，也不指责我们，而且还以爱心相待，我们就会觉得浑身不自在，坐立难安。耶稣对于陷入在挫折还有疲惫当中的彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？你有没有想过，耶稣为什么在这个时候要称彼得为约翰的儿子西门呢？要知道，西门这个名字是彼得在遇见耶稣以前所用的。那个时候，耶稣还特地给他改了名字，说他以后要叫彼得了。那么，到了今天这一步，耶稣怎么又称呼他以前的名字呢？这里有什么特殊的含义吗？当我们问别人，你爱我吗？我们当然是期望对方给予一个肯定的回答。但是我们有没有做好准备说，如果对方回答完了之后也问我们，我们的答案是不是也是肯定的呢？如果我们没有先能够做到去爱对方，而要求对方先爱我们的话，换句话来说，就是我们允许自己不爱对方，但是呢却要求对方来爱我们。你觉得这样是合理的吗？耶稣三次问彼得，你爱我吗？我们可以想象得到，耶稣实际上也在表达着说，彼得，我非常的爱你。当彼得三次被问到相同的问题时，他的心灵也被耶稣的爱深深的触摸到了。任何人只要被主的爱所触摸，不管他心灵的伤痕有多么的深， 或者不管他背负了多么大的责任，多么大的挫折、失败、挣扎，主都有大能、有大力、也有大爱，能够使他站起来。
As we hear him talk to Peter, we can hear him talking to us. Listen to him talking to you. Peter's restoration is a paradigm for how Jesus restores all of us. When we failed our Lord, when we can't move forward, Jesus comes to us again. He comes personally, individually, and he does for us what he did for Peter. So what does he do? First, he brings our sin out into the light. Jesus is gentle, but relentless about our sin. He doesn't make excuses for it. In fact, he helps us see it for what it is. And that's what he does for Peter. Both the charcoal fire and the three times repeated question were reminders to Peter that he wasn't who he thought he was. In the upper room, he'd been so confident, he told the Lord, "I'll lay down my life for you." In Mark's gospel, he even says, "If everyone else falls away, I will not." In other words, "Lord, I love you more than all of the other disciples." The Lord is reminding him of that boast, "Simon, do you love me more than these?" He's gently yet ruthlessly humbling Peter. And that's what he does for us. But it's good for us. It's what we need. Second, he asks us to reaffirm our love. Jesus recreated the scene of Peter's denial, and then three times he asks him to affirm his love, once for each denial. Peter cannot make any big boasts about his bravery, but he can honestly say he loves Jesus, and Jesus asks him to say it. Peter is even hurt that he asks him a third time, but it is an important part of restoration, this invitation to affirm our love to Jesus in spite of our failure. "I am not who I thought I was. I have seen how my love fails. But Lord, even so, you know everything. You know I love you." And third, he calls us to service. I think Peter is feeling disqualified by his sin. He's stuck. He doesn't know how to move forward. And that's why he says, "I'm going fishing." He needs Jesus to call him back into service again. And that's what Jesus does. And there's a world of grace wrapped up in that calling. To this newly broken Peter, it comes as a gift. It tells him his past is gone. Jesus has forgiven him. Jesus has washed him. Jesus has qualified him. And Jesus is calling him, and he does it three times. Every time Peter says, "I love you," Jesus confirms it with a call. "Feed my lambs. Take care of my sheep. Feed my sheep." It is a call to join Jesus in his love for his people, to get on board what Jesus cares about. That's what Jesus does for Peter and for us. We're sinners. We're disqualified. But still, we love Jesus. Knowing that about us is the first step. And the next step is knowing that our past is gone. He's forgiven us, he's washed us in his blood, he's qualified us, and he's also calling us. We're not called to feed his sheep, but we're called to join Jesus in his love. And you know what? We're called to get on board what Jesus cares about.
诚然，耶稣在升天之前交代了他的大使命。诚然，耶稣对彼得三次说“喂养我的羊”，也仿佛是在对我们当今的每个信徒说的话。但是别忘了，在这一切开始之前呢，耶稣对他所爱的门徒进行了一场非常个人化的信心重建。对一个比较多疑的多马来说，耶稣的重建工作是邀请多马去摸他的钉痕手，去探他的肋旁。对于一个受到挫折、感觉很失败的彼得来说呢，耶稣的重建工作乃是用他的爱还有服侍来挽回彼得的心。重建的方法可以因人而异，不变的就是每个被主重建起来的人都对主的信心和爱心增加了许多。我们如今能够服侍人，去实践大使命， 乃是因为我们先被神所爱，我们先领受了神的服侍。这个就是今天蓝天绿洲和你分享的全部节目内容了。约翰福音21章内容我们到今天就全部讲完了。在这个过程当中，乐心真的很感恩，可以在今年一开始的这几个月里面呢，我们就可以来读神的话语，尤其去读约翰福音这一卷非常伟大的福音书。这一卷让我们深刻地认识到耶稣基督他的身份是神的儿子。希望在这个过程当中呢，你也有来自神对你个别的启示，个别的光照。我们的短信号码是13229966 122，欢迎你把这段时间以来所有的感受感悟都可以通过短信告诉我们。短信的开头请你加上蓝天。乐心和 Charles 就在下个星期和你在良友电台的 Heaven Today 不见不散。愿神祝福你，拜拜。
Yes we love you Lord, Yes we love you Lord, We will go and feed your sheep. Yes we love you Lord, Yes we love you more, And we will take care of your lambs. We will go lay our lives down. We will reach out and declare to the farthest reaching nation, we will share your endless love. Yes, we love you, Lord. Yes, we love you, Lord. We will go and feed your sheep. Oh, yes, we love you, Lord. Yes, we love you more, and we will take care of your lambs. We will go and feed your sheep. We will take care of your lambs. We will be